This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this lovely Thursday morning?
Getting myself all situated here. Gonna turn the volume down on one side, turn it up on the other. Yeah, so far Thursday's turning out pretty well. Today's my normal Thursday plus. So I've got my team meetings, plus I've got my, that quarterly meeting that Chris Yurden does. And it should be a pretty full day of meetings for the afternoon. And then I've got a busy morning, so today's going to go right by. It's going to be, I was worried yesterday that things were going to slow down, but I anticipate this day going by in about 2 minutes. No rain in the forecast. At least the radar looks pretty clear, and there's a nice bright yellow sun coming up behind me. So things are looking promising. I will take that. How's your Thursday starting out?
Yeah, Thursday's starting out pretty good. I won't say tired. Yeah, I am tired. A little sore from yesterday. I did a lot around the house, and then did a bunch with the grandkids yesterday. My youngest one wanted to ride on my shoulders, so we were outside, and I carried him around way too much on my shoulders, so they're a little bit sore today. But today's shaping up to be a pretty decent day. A lot of little things I can take care of, easy stuff that doesn't require a lot of stretching or contortion or lifting, just some small stuff. So it'll be a good day.
Feeling it, you definitely want to take it easy. You don't want to ruin any of your upcoming, outings and or weekend or all of next week. Yeah, I'd say definitely take it easy. Sit back, have a nice cup of, treat yourself to a nice, masala tea or, flavored coffee and just kick back and relax. Today's a good day for it.
Yeah, I think I might do that. I think I might have a cup of tea this morning. That's usually not on the agenda, but I think today that might be a good idea. And like you said, just kick back and relax. I am meeting some friends that I used to know, well, I still know, that I used to work with at the Shea Thin Film almost 20 years ago. So we're having lunch today, so that'll be nice.
Oh, that must mean that a month has gone by. When you guys meet up, once a month, or was it every other month?
For lunch. So, yeah, it's been just a little over a month. One of the guys had to travel, and the other guy was doing something else. So we kind of pushed it back a little bit. But, yeah, about once a month. There's only been a few months that we've missed because of scheduling. And there was a couple of months that we missed back in 2020 because of some issues that were going on with society. But other than that, it's been pretty consistent.
You guys meet up. Do you guys always meet up at the same place or the same few places, or do you try to find someplace new, which is going to be hard to do after a while, but someplace new every time you meet up?
We always meet at the same place. Generally, it's based on where people work, so we try to keep it pretty consistent. About halfway, when everyone was working, it was about halfway between everybody's workplace, so that no one was really driving too far or anything like that. So that's how we approached it. Today, there's actually a park that's not too far from where we meet at a restaurant. We're actually going to brown bag it today because it's supposed to be nice.
Outside, getting some fresh air and keeping the cost down, and it's like mid-60s, I think, today. Oh, yeah, that sounds perfect. Well, I hope everyone that you're expecting to see out there makes it out there?
Yeah, the last text message I got, it'll be the usuals that'll show up. There's one guy that doesn't come because he works at UB now, and so we haven't moved the site closer to him for whatever reason. I'll have to ask Bob that today, see why we don't do that.
Sometimes it's tough trying to coordinate for everyone's schedules. I know Lynn's family has a lot of gatherings, and that's one of the big, you know, tensions. One of the problems coming up to each of the gatherings is who's available and where do we have, what time do we have to shift it to? Is it a Saturday? Is it a Sunday? Who's doing what? And it becomes a little annoying. You almost don't want to go sometime. You know, just tell me when you want to do it. And if I can make it, I'll make it. If not, well, I'll catch you on the next one. Even when we go out to the place that we go out to, which we do a lot of these days, we always try to go out to lunch or dinner before or after, and even that, trying to decide where to go can be an issue when a couple people in the group are, I'll just say, picky what they eat. We can't do Mexican. We can't do Chinese. There's a lot of things that are off the table. And they want to do, you know, fine dining, sitting down. But at the same time, you know, I'd like to keep the cost low, and I'd like to, you know, not spend three and a half hours there eating. It can be a challenge sometimes, and keeping it simple seems like the way to go. Definitely. Well, this is
KCPCB. Yeah, that was kind of one of the things we set up right from the get-go was, you know, just keep it simple. You know, a place that we can get in and out of, you know, under an hour. For a long time, we met because two of the guys worked at Great Batch, and you know, I was working at, you know, PCB at the time. So what made it really nice was there was a place called Linguini's, like in a gas station mall on the corner of Genesee and Harris Hill. We'd met there so many times, and we ended up having the same waitress so many times. She basically knew our order almost every time we came in. It was kind of funny. This is KE2GDQ.
Oh, yeah, I remember Linguini's. Yeah, right there on the right-hand side of that little plaza. I think I was only in there maybe once. I don't even know if I was there twice, but it was pretty good. I wonder, you know, I've seen that name somewhere else. Did they move to another location?
They did. They closed for a while, and they reopened, and they are now on Genesee Street, just a little bit west of where they were at, in a much bigger restaurant. I think pretty much the same menu, but a little bit bigger place. It's right on the right-hand side of Genesee Street. There's that car dealer there at the corner, just up the street from that car dealer.
Okay, yeah, you're filling in the picture for me. It's over, previous to them, now that I think about it, was Water Lily, which went over to Union and may have closed. I'm pretty sure they have closed, which was a Thai restaurant that they were friends with Anthony Agnello. And then before that, you had the Harris Hill Golf Course and Driving Range? Yep, I know exactly where you are now. Yeah, we should go back in there sometime. I'll have to recommend that to Lynn.
Yeah, it's really good. My sister and I, one time my sister came up to meet her financial advisor, and we've met there a couple times for dinner. So, definitely, I would definitely go back again. I like their stuff.
So this Sunday we have a play, and we were talking about where to go beforehand, and it's up in North Tonawanda, and we were thinking about going a little further and going up to that Country Cottage. I want to say it's Sanborn. It's 12 minutes further from where we will be, so it's a little out of the way, but we're considering it. I told Lynn, between her sister and her, they can decide, and then I'll drive. I don't mind. I'm going to figure it out before before end of day Saturday, so we're not trying to figure it out Sunday morning. But I'm actually going to roll up to the drive-thru here and grab a Tim Hortons coffee. So I'm going to be on the side for a second. This is K2PCV. That was definitely a mistake. Way too long sitting in the drive-thru. But it is what it is. I'll be close to making it on time.
You must be at the Tim Hortons of Harris Hill and Walden, or Central and Walden.
Actually, I wish I was. I'm at Bowen and Broadway. So I'll probably be pushing it. I'll probably be walking the door at 46 or 47 or something.
Oh, that isn't too bad. I know you like to... You're like me. I tried to get to work on time, about the same time every day, and I wasn't always that lucky. So which one are you at again?
I'm at Bowen and Broadway, which is the old, Frederick's Manor, Desiderio's. It would probably be more recent than Desiderio's. I mean, recent than Frederick's Manor.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Yeah, there is one there, isn't there? Yeah, I remember when it was Frederick's Manor. I think it closed just after we got here or just before we did. And then I remember it does the Dario's or does Dario or whatever. And then it sat vacant for a long time. I remember that.
I had an uncle that he had his full-time job. He worked for Vigneac Beverages. But then, and I think we've talked about Vigneac maybe before. But then in the evenings, he would come over to Frederick's after they closed. And he would... clean the dining room, which made for a long day for him, I guess. But, yeah, he didn't mind, and he got the extra cash. I think he was friends with the owner.
Yeah, that would make for a long day, for sure. Who was that again?
Yeah, Uncle Pete. He lived in Lancaster his whole life, and he worked for Vigneac, which was a pop company in Sloan. It was back in the time when they would wash and refill the glass bottles. Their whole business was around the glass bottles. I guess they would call them like splits. I forget how many ounces. And then they had these larger bottles. But just like with any business that wants to recycle in glass, which is great for the environment, it's costly. The cleaning process. Replacing the bottles when people don't return them, and some people would rather just toss them or smash them rather than recycle them, and then you're buying new bottles which are pricey. My uncle, he is unfortunately since passed away, but definitely remember him fondly. And that reminds me that we have some milk bottles that we need to return. Also up by Sanborn Way to Hoover's that we've been holding on to that we have to take care of at some point.
Oh, yeah, I remember when all your soda came in glass bottles. And, you'd return them, even your beer bottles and your milk bottles. All that would return to be cleaned and then put back into service. And now I think even if you return your glass bottles, they just break them and then just melt it down. I guess it's cheaper in the long run. I don't know. I've never seen the financials on that.
I don't know of any pop or soda companies that still handle recycle bottles. Milk is the only one I can think of that still does it. And I think, Burn Dairy, I believe, has an offering, and they accept their bottles back. And Hoover's. Those are the only two, at least in our area, that I'm familiar with that do the recycling for milk.
I do think that just about everything tastes better out of a glass bottle than an aluminum can. That's just me.
It's funny you say this because for my coffee, my iced coffee that I make every day that's in my lunchbox, I have switched away from using, one of those stainless steel lined tumblers, which I was doing for a while, and I switched to a ball jar with a flip top lid. The mason jars, and that works out extremely well, and I don't think it alters the taste at all with the glass, and I think it's perfect. And then for Christmas, my sister bought me a Stanley, and it's funny too, because I have been very anti-Stanley, and I know it sounds awful to say, but I just couldn't see why all the kids were buying these in different colors and, decorating them, and it's definitely a fad. But I've been using it, and I only put water in it, and I think I've found that if you don't contaminate the stainless steel, it's not too bad. But I think the acid of the coffee, the way the coffee builds up on there, the different flavors, it doesn't last very long for me, but since I've only been using water, that seems to be working pretty good. That, and it actually does keep it pretty cold when I take it out and about for the day. I'm way over the time I was expecting. K2PCB.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the acids from, the sodas or the coffees or maybe even the tea can affect the metal on the inside. That makes total sense, even though that it's, quote, stainless. When we were down in Texas in the fall and we went to the Yeti store, I did pick up a 16-ounce, they call it tumbler, and, kind of a souvenir, and boy, I really do like the Yeti. It keeps my water cold for hours.
And I'm impressed by how long these containers can keep things cold. I do have a Yeti coffee mug. I do have this Stanley, and for that part of it, it's perfect. I just wish they were glass lined, and that takes me back to, you had glass lined thermoses, right? Thermos brand. Even the old Stanleys probably were glass lined, but if you dropped them, that was it. It was done. And, if they got back to that, I would jump on that and buy that one. But I don't know if there's any glass-lined offerings these days. And, I'm just pulling up Hinchy right now, but just real quick as I'm making my approach, do you remember Paul Polanski?
I do remember Paul.
And that's nothing bad. I haven't heard anything. Hopefully everything's good with him. He's okay. But I just remember his teacup. I don't know. I think it was tea, not coffee, but the patina inside that cup, that big mug that he used to drink out of, it was just brown, discolored. Hadn't been washed ever. And apparently he liked how it... acquired that patina and flavor over time, like a cast iron pan, I guess, if you will. But talking about mugs like that makes me think of his cup there. But I don't know if you can tell by the sound, I just pulled in here, and so I'm going to run in and get this day started. And I'll wish you 73s, and enjoy your day. This is K2PCB.
73, K2 PCB.